Hank Vault spends 2 hours almost every day in the high school's gym. That's when the Wrangell Wolves high school team practices. Vault challenges the other guys to play pig, a shooting match. He takes on assistant coach Graham Gablehouse.
I just played Graham and pig, beat him P-I-G to nothing.
Head coach Cody Angerman says this kid is formidable.
I won't lie, he's done it to me before too, so.
Despite all this, Vault isn't on the court during game time. The senior was born with a heart condition. He has 3 heart chambers instead of 4. He's had a pacemaker since he was a toddler, so doctors warn him against getting hit in the chest.
They didn't think it was best if it gets bumped or something, only because I'm pacemaker dependent. So if something comes loose, then like my heart can't pump on its own.
Now, I don't want you to picture some frail kid. He is shorter than most guys his age, but he's a true Alaskan. Fishing, hunting, trapping. He's taken down 3 moose, along with bear, wolves, anything you can think of. And he grew up playing some sports, like wrestling in middle school, but then...
After that year, they thought it was best that I didn't play physical sports.
So, a coach asked Foltz to join the team as the manager, keeping stats and help running things from the sidelines. He says he loves the sport, and he likes being part of the team and hanging out with the players. His coach says he's a motivational force on the bench, especially during away games. But he does get frustrated to be on the bench.
It's pretty difficult, too, just watching the game and not being able to be out there, like, helping him out.
Vault studies the game. He knows all the team plays, and he's not afraid to coach his peers.
Sometimes watching the kids maybe doing something that I could do better, or just watching them, like, not putting any effort in.
And after 4 years, Volts got the chance to prove if he could really do it better.
Number 0, Hank Volts.
In a game against the Haynes Glacier Bears, Volts got to suit up in uniform and be part of the starting lineup.
You know, it took a lot to get him to be able to have clearance. You know, he had a clearance through multiple doctors and teachers, most importantly his parents, us.
With the go-ahead, Angerman set up a play for Volts to take the lead and make a basket. This was supposed to go down in as little time as possible, considering the risks.
I hate to say it, in the back of my mind, I'm thinking like, oh man, but what if he misses it and then we got to run all this other stuff and we got to figure something else out? I didn't want to do that.
But just 30 seconds into the game.
All right, Volts with a 3.
He went out there and he did, obviously, so. And right when he shot it, I mean, we all knew.
Wrangell Wolves point guard Brett Abrahamson was there on the court that night.
I run that play a lot for us, and it works. It's really a successful play, and he ran it perfect, absolutely perfect. It was awesome to watch.
Since then, that moment has circulated on social media, at least for Wrangell and the Southeast basketball community. Volts posted on Instagram later that night, saying, quote, "You ever have someone tell you can't do something, so it makes you want to do it even more?" With that excitement going, the Wolves are on to the regional tournament at Juno Douglas High School. Games begin Tuesday, March 10th. In Wrangell, I'm June Loeffler.